The Best Mix, 98.3 The Coast, and The Best Mix in the Morning Show with your daily dish now for Tuesday on The Best Mix in the Morning Show. After a long hiatus, Lindsay Lohan is returning to acting. She'll star in a yet-to-be-titled Netflix holiday rom-coms, according to Variety. In the holiday flick, Lindsay will play a newly engaged, spoiled hotel heiress who gets amnesia after a skiing accident and finds herself in the care of a handsome blue-collar lodge owner and his precocious daughter in the days leading up to Christmas. The rest of the cast hasn't been announced. The Netflix movie starts production in November. Her last starring role in a movie was the low-budget horror Among the Shadows, which was shot back in 2015 and released in 2019. Timothée Chalamet is following in Johnny Depp's footsteps and taking on the role of Willy Wonka. The 25-year-old will play a younger version of the character in a prequel of the classic Roald Dahl story. The Deadline.com folks say the movie will focus on Wonka's adventures before opening his most famous chocolate factory. Sources also say that the flick will mark the first time Chalamet will get to show off his singing and dancing skills, with several musical numbers set to appear in the film. Ellen DeGeneres is going back home. After announcing the end of her daytime talk show, the comedian bought her old Montecito, California ranch for $14.3 million, according to Page Six. Ellen and her wife, Portia de Rossi, first bought the six-acre estate called Rancho San Landero in 2017 for $7.2 million. They sold it only a year later for $11 million. It now looks like Ellen has some seller's remorse buying the house back. She'll have Oprah Winfrey to keep her company during her exile. The talk show legend has a 70-acre estate just next door. And speaking of talk shows, The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon will welcome fully vaccinated audiences back to 30 Rock next month. Fallon joins The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, who plans to bring back a live full house to the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York on June 14th. Guests will have to show proof they've been vaccinated, and masks will be optional. Colbert says he's looking forward to a live audience he can smell and touch. He's been doing the show remotely for over a year and often from home. And that is the Daily Dish for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.